Blog Talk Radio.
Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for your patience, your love for your sheep. Thank you for your protection from all dangers, sicknesses, hurt feelings, earthquakes, natural disasters, chemical disasters. Thank you for giving me courage to do what I do now, that is to feed your sheep. And thank you so much for Blog Talk Radio. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Hi, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Let me just tell you this. Last week, after last week's show, a warning came up saying that my computer is corrupt, so I'm hoping that my computer will stay on and I'll be able to do what I am supposed to do, and that is to feed God's sheep. Now, I've been reading from the book of Revelation for the last, maybe 3 or 4 shows, and I'm going to continue this program starting at Chapter 17 from the book of Revelation. And I hope that you'll read along with me. And I do this because I need to be blessed. In the beginning of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, I think it's verse 3, it tells you that you're blessed if you read this prophecy and those who hear. So if it is the good Lord's will, because I'm doing this, and I thank him so much. And let's get started. Turn your Bibles to chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. And I must also tell you that I read from the New King James Version, and my version may be a little different from what your version is. Nonetheless, the words are pretty much the same. Let's start. Chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgments of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication." And fornication is sexual intercourse between a man and a woman, not married to each other. And the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet. Scarlet means red beast, which was full of names of blasphemies, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed, another word is dressed, in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of blasphemies, full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her head a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. A martyr is a person who dies for their belief. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Marvel means to wonder. But the angel said to me, why do you marvel? I tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. Another word for perdition is destruction. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel. Those whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation, another word is creation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not, and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, and the other has yet to come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. And the beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to be to perdition. Another word for perdition again is destruction. And the ten horns which you saw are the ten kings who have receive no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for the hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind. They have the same purpose. And they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues, another word for tongues, languages. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, those will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, and he and be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. Illuminated means lit up or light. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become a habitation of demons. A habitation is a dwelling place, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, lest you receive her plagues, for her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Other words for iniquities, crimes, or sin. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works, and the cup which she has mixed for her double, and the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. Sorrow means to mourn. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament. Another word for lament is to mourn for her. When they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour your judgment has come, and the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one will buy their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearl, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrance, oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men, and the fruit that you, and the fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you. And all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance in fear for her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas. Another word for alas, alas is woe, woe. That great city, that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. And every shipmaster and all who traveled by ship, sailors and as many trade on the seas, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What is like that great city?" And they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate." Other words for desolate are empty and alone. "Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore." The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. And no craftsmen of any craft shall be found in you anymore. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. And the light of the lamp shall not shine in you anymore. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery means like magic spells, all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all who were slain on the earth. Chapter 19. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication. And he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her." And that's why you should not shed innocent blood. No abortions. Again they cried, "Hallelujah, and her smoke rises up forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sat on the throne, saying, "Amen, hallelujah." Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns." Another word for omnipotent is mighty. "Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed." Another word for arrayed is dressed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. You hear that, saint, sheep? Her fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, those are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet and worshiped him. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servants, one of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes wars. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and his head were many, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no one knows except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of the mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. You can say an iron scepter. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and those who sat on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beasts of the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse, against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceives those who receive the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Those two were cast alive in a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Another word for brimstone is sulfur. And the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. And this is where I will stop reading for this program. I will continue next time in the book of Revelation with chapter 20. And what I'm going to do, I always like to give a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection from natural disasters and all kinds of disasters. Father God, thank you for not letting women shed the innocent blood that you have allowed them to have. Thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Give us this day our daily bread. And Father, lead us not into temptation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Sheep, do as I do. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. And if this is a bit hard enough, I will talk with you next time.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Follow your soul wherever it leads.